This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Sindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. MET Radio and the sports team and the chairman of the Kaizer Chiefs, Ethekwini Region, Siyabonga Ngwane, celebrated the chairman's birthday last week, Friday. Talking on MET Radio, Ngwane told the listeners about the role that Kaizer Motaung played in international soccer since he formed the club in 1970. Ngwane says Motaung was able to provide the necessary leadership to this club, and from the time it was formed, the Kaizer Chiefs provided fierce competition to already existing clubs like Morocco Swallows and Orlando Pirates. He says over the years, Kaizer Chiefs have had players joining clubs in big leagues in Europe and North America.
Sazi kahle iKaizer Chiefs nje idume ngesibhaxu ibidlala nje ibhola elihle elimnandi elilandelekayo enye izinto ke eyasiholayo ke thina ke size saqala ke sasabizwa abadlali abawo ezitswelenga o esikhuse ilapho ke thina ke esiqale khona ke sisiqala ukuhlakanipha ke sesijoina ke iKaizer Chiefs ke waya ubamngema ke wayese former ama branches njengamanje na ke iKaizer Chiefs nje inama branch mina ngusiyabonga Ncwane nje la eKaizer 10 ngu sihlalo we region eseThekwini.
Another news. African National Congress leaders in KwaZulu-Natal and in Limpopo have reiterated their desire for the party's step-aside resolution to be scrapped or amended. The step-aside rule, which was adopted in 2017, compels members facing corruption or serious criminal charges to voluntarily step down from leadership positions or face potential suspension. Individuals affected by the rule included a suspended ANC Secretary General Ace Magashule and a Thekwini Regional Chairperson Zadile Kumede, among others. The ANC in KZN and Limpopo says the rule is weakening the party. Limpopo Provisional Secretary Ruben Matate elaborates.
None can question that one of the things that must be done to ensure that the people do govern is that they must be given not only the right, but also the possibility freely to elect their representatives. This emphasizes the critical importance of the election management bodies, which carry the responsibility to ensure that indeed the people have all the possibilities freely to elect their representatives.
And finally, since emerging on the public scene as a prodigy to major league DJs in 2019, Vocalistic has put the pedal to the metal and relentlessly released new music and visuals. His latest release is the music video for Shepa, his recent single, with frequent collaborators Mello and Sleazy and MJ. The music video was written and directed by Fast Rising Zimbabwean director Kamen for Edible Elevens and Afrikori Studios. The video sees Vocalistic and his co-stars plan and successfully execute a robbery that sees them get away with tons of cash. Through the entire process, they find time to have fun and dance together while wearing designer clothes. And that's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag head coach, hashtag team cake and wine, and hashtag Steve Compella. A recap of your top story this hour. MET Radio and the sports team and the chairman of the Kaizer Chiefs, Ethekwini Region, Siyabonga Ngwane, celebrated the chairman's birthday last week, Friday. I will be coming through with your final headlines out of the state. For MET News, I am Slindile Ngobese.
This is an MET Radio podcast.